The United States handed the UN Security Council a draft resolution yesterday that would expand UN sanctions against Iran for refusing to halt nuclear enrichment. The 10-page draft, agreed by the United States, Britain, France, Germany, China, and Russia after months of negotiations, targets Iran's banks as well as industries connected to the country's Revolutionary Guards. Charles Collins reports.
The text was the result of a series of compromises between the United States and its three European allies and traditional Iranian supporters, Russia and China. The U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton broke the news during an appearance before American lawmakers.
We have reached agreement on a strong draft with the cooperation of both Russia and China.
Few of the proposed measures are new, but the decision to circulate the resolution to the 15-nation Security Council was a tacit rebuff to a deal brokered by Brazil and Turkey and made public on Monday, in which Iran agreed to send some enriched uranium abroad in return for fuel rods for a medical research reactor. Clinton acknowledged what she called the sincere efforts of Brazil and Turkey, but said that the drive for sanctions would continue.
The P5+1 are proceeding to rally the international community on behalf of a strong sanctions resolution that will, in our view, send an unmistakable message about what is expected from Iran.
Although many of the measures in the resolution are non-binding, diplomats said the European Union and the United States would treat calls for vigilance against the targeted firms as bans and would pass regulations that go beyond any new United Nations measures. I'm Charles Collins.